From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster has warned the nuclear threat posed by North Korea would be the most destabilizing development since World War II. Saturday, he told a security forum the potential for war is increasing every day. Following last week's missile test and President Donald Trump's response that he would take care of the threat, McMaster, appearing on the Fox News Sunday broadcast, said the U.S. is prepared to act, but urged others also to do more.
China, as you know, has taken some unprecedented actions. And what we're asking China to do is not to do us or anybody else a favor, but to act in China's interest. There's a real grave danger to China, to Russia, to all nations from a North Korea that's armed with nuclear weapons.
McMaster said the North is intent on using nuclear blackmail to reunite the Korean Peninsula and could potentially proliferate its nuclear technology. On a separate program, Senate Armed Services Committee member Lindsey Graham urged the Pentagon to move U.S. military dependents out of South Korea.
I'm going to urge the Pentagon not to send any more dependents to South Korea. South Korea should be an unaccompanied tour. It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea.
Graham's warning comes as a major U.S.-South Korean air exercise got underway Monday. A former Nigerian president and key ally of President Muhammadu Buhari has announced his decision to join an opposition party after quitting the ruling All Progressive Congress. Atiku Abubakar said he's planning to join the People's Democratic Party in a possible challenge in 2019 to Mr. Buhari, who's believed to be in ill health. Abubakar left the PDP to join the APC in 2014. He said he's returning because the governing party has failed to create jobs. This is VOA News.